going to hear that.
French President Emmanuel Macron said Thursday that he wanted to coordinate international assistance to Lebanon, where he arrived 2 days after a deadly blast ravaged entire neighborhoods in Beirut. And a French rescuer says there's a good chance of finding survivors, especially among a group believed to be trapped in a room under the rubble. The colonel leading the rescue team told President Macron that his team is looking for 7 to 8 missing people who could be stuck in a control room buried by the explosion. The blast on Tuesday killed at least 137 people and injured more than 5,000. A 2-week state of emergency has begun. People in Beirut are expressing anger at the government over what they say was negligence that led to Tuesday's huge blast. According to several officials, the explosion appears to have been caused by an accidental fire that ignited a stockpile of ammonium nitrate at the port. The Beirut governor estimates up to 300,000 people are temporarily homeless, which he said would cost the debt-ridden country in excess of $3 billion. Facebook and Twitter have taken action against U.S. President Donald Trump and his campaign over a video post in which he contends children are, quote, almost immune, end quote, to the coronavirus, a claim they said amounted to misinformation. Facebook removed the clip from the president's account. Twitter blocked Mr. Trump's official campaign account over a tweet containing the same video. Soon after, the account was reactivated, suggesting the video had been taken down. The top infectious disease expert in the United States, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says the country might not have to go back into lockdown to fight the coronavirus. Speaking at an event sponsored by Harvard University, Fauci added that if people don't take the virus seriously, the country will continue, though, to have outbreak pockets of infection and death.